He has not added "at most," as he did regarding tongues. But how is this, one might ask? Because he implies that prophecy alone is not sufficient, especially if he leaves judgment to others. Well, indeed it is sufficient, and this is why he didn't silence the prophet, as he would with others when there is no interpreter. Nor did he state, as with the case of the interpreter, "If there is no interpreter, let him remain silent." Or in the case of the prophet, "If no one can discern, let him not prophesy." Instead, he simply ensured the listener, for satisfying the listener was his reason for saying this, so that no fortune-teller might intermix with them. For he warned them about this at the beginning, when he differentiating between fortune-telling and prophecy, and now he instructs them to discern and investigate the matter further, so that no satanic teacher might secretly infiltrate.